Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How ignorant it is to blame God. And yet many do. Well, we just don't know why God's done all these things, but He must have some reason. How about you messed up and let the enemy in, and it wasn't God and it wasn't His will at all? So many things are that way. Selah. Think about it. Religion. People have made the Scriptures of no effect by their traditional beliefs. Somebody say, not me. Not me. By the grace of God, I'm going to believe the truth. And the truth makes me free. Put the Scripture back up. Do you have an enemy?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Do you need to take it seriously?
Yes.
Do you need to be afraid of it?
No.
No. But do you need to take it seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. How do you take it seriously without being afraid? He didn't say, be afraid. He didn't say, go hide. He didn't say, tremble. What did He say? Be on the watch. Be on the watch. The Scripture says we're not ignorant of His devices. Be on the watch. Just know that the enemy's trying to work up something against you. I know it's not a nice thought, but it's true. He's trying to find some kind of access to get to you. And that's why we need to be vigilant. What do we need to be vigilant about? We want to make sure we follow our good shepherd real close, because that's the safety zone. Is that right? We want to stay right under that great big rod and staff. Is that right? Under the secret place of the most, we want to stay real close. Follow Him. That's where it's safe. We want to do what He says, when He says, how He says. All gives Him access into the earth on our behalf to help us. He said, your adversary, the one who's against you, who's opposed and against you, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. So there are some he may, and there are some he may not. And we should be greatly interested in how we become those he may not. Are you?
Yes.
Well, we already see top of the verse. What's the top of the verse say? Sober, vigilant. We need to be on alert for the enemy trying to get to us and not let him have any access. Go with me to the book of Revelation, and we begin to talk about how the enemy works against us. It's revealed in the Word of God in the 12th chapter, Revelation 12. It's revealed in numerous places in the Word. It's not just all a hidden mystery. It seems like where the devil is concerned, as with so many subjects, people tend to get in one ditch or the other. They either talk too much about the devil and they're scared of him, or they don't talk enough about him and it's like he don't exist. There is a rightly dividing of the Word of God. In Revelation 12, the Bible said, verse 7, Revelation 12, 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. This is not a fairy tale. This is reality. Keep going. And prevailed not. Who prevailed not? The dragon, the devil. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Keep going. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who is your adversary. I know you like to think that everybody likes you. He is not for you. He's against you. And he's a killer. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. He's a destroyer. He's not even human. He's not even terrestrial. We'd call him an alien. This is real. And those that are with him. And they don't care about human beings. We're nothing to them. He has a God complex. He wants to be God. He thinks his planet is his. He wants all, everything. He wants us out of the way. And the ones he hates the most are the ones who have been born again. Who are the sons. Oh, somebody say the sons. Because it's something he can never be again. And something he's forfeited. He hates us. Among the reasons why is because he envies us. We are beloved of God. Now compared to him and all these beings, we are preemie babies. We've been in existence that long compared to them, and we just don't know anything compared to what they've seen and what they've heard and known throughout the eons. And yet, God, the Creator, has claimed us for His own and has made us a permanent part of His family and has predestined us to develop and rule and reign with Him throughout the ages. It's what He and those that defected and rebelled with Him, it's what they wanted. They wanted dominion. They wanted authority. They wanted to be gods. And they never will be. They're still trying to be, but it's already done. Have you read to the back of the book? It's already done. God has spoken the word. It's just a matter of time. But us, they are fading. Their life and their orbit is smoking. We're just beginning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And our future is so bright. Oh, so the Bible said we're going to shine like the stars in glory. It doesn't yet appear who and what we are. You can't tell it by looking at us right now. Oh, but it's going to be evident because of who is for us. The Bible says that the Master Himself will claim us in that day. That we are His brethren. Whew. He's going to claim us before all beings and all realms. The devil didn't and is not going to prevail. The Satan, which deceives the whole world. That's his primary effective weapon, is deception. Just like the truth will make you free, lies will imprison you. Lies blind and lies bind. He deceives the whole world. It's happening right now. Billions of people are in total spiritual darkness on this planet. Worship rocks and stars and count beads and spin wheels, and billions of them do nothing at all. They act like there is no God. They are deceived by the God of this world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Keep going. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. This is insight into how he is against us, how he is our adversary. How does your adversary function against you? Yeah, he's against you. What does he do? How does he take action to put that into effect? Something he does without stopping, night and day, is what? Accuse you before God. He accuses you to God. Now, the more you learn about this, the more you're going to hate him. Why would he do that? Why would it be an issue? He is a created being and a fallen being. He cannot just come destroy you when he wants to. If he could, not a one of us would be breathing in here tonight. He'd have took us out a long time ago, and everybody like us. The reason he hadn't already taken you out, he has not been able to. God has kept you. Is that right? And he hadn't been able to get access to you. But that's what this is about. This is about getting access to you. Getting judgment against you. So he can get to you. That's what the accusation is about. Didn't we just read this in Job? Not too many weeks ago? Well, go back there. Job 1. Well, let me finish reading this first. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they what? And the devil destroyed all of them. No. They what? They, the brethren. That's you and me. The brethren overcame him, the accuser of the brethren, the devil, the dragon, by two things. Two things. Somebody say two things. Not just one, two things. One of them we didn't do. One of them we do. Two things. They overcame him, the adversary, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Oh, hallelujah. How are we sober and vigilant where our adversary is concerned? No, he's accusing you. He's trying to build a case against you. He's trying to get judgment against you. He's trying to get access to you. So what's important? What's important is that I know what's been done for me by the blood of the Lamb. And my testimony is in agreement with that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me